Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that is right now battling wars on many fronts. Many of them absolutely critical for the future of this hurting world, and none more crucial than what is going on in Ukraine right now. There is also a political battle, and it's a political battle that looks increasingly one-sided. It does not look like Democrats are doing well on anything. There's a Washington Post coverage analysis that we will cover that talks about the 10 most likely candidates, nominees for President of the United States for the Democrats. That's, of course, assuming that Joe Biden at age 82 is not going to be up for another race. And even if he tries for another race, he may not win the nomination. So who will? We will cover that analysis, which I think is eccentric, but illuminating and challenging. We will cover that analysis on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also take a look at the possibility of a new war breaking out, one that the world does not need, between Gaza and the terrorist organization that runs Gaza. It's called Hamas, and the State of Israel. An exchange of rocket fire yesterday. This is the Palestinians in Gaza firing rockets into southern Israel and Israel hitting back against the rocket launchers. Apparently no casualties on either side. But what is going on, and what could possibly be done to avoid yet another war and maybe to avoid yet another election with the administration in Israel teetering on the edge? We'll be speaking to Ambassador Ron Dermer, the former Israeli ambassador to the United States, a little bit later in the show. We'll also be taking a look at President Trump's latest statement, and it's fine. It's not outrageous. I can't see how anyone could object to it, frankly. But it is a statement on the situation in Ukraine and the need for peace. The need for peace is dire right now, or the need for rescue. The messages that are coming out of Mariupol are just heartbreaking. There are Ukrainian troops who have repeatedly refused to give up. There's a report that there are apocalyptic conditions in Mariupol, that 90% of the city and the buildings of the city have been knocked down. They've been destroyed. The remaining stubborn defenders of Mariupol, Ukrainian troops, have been invited repeated times to surrender. They refuse. They are hunkered down in tunnels underneath a factory. And that appears to be the surrounded on all sides, but not giving up. This is what Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said about the fall of Mariupol, which was supposed to have happened several days ago. It hasn't. Here's what the Pentagon spokesman had to say. Listen.
The Ukrainians obviously want to keep Mariupol, and for good reason. It's their city. And they're fighting bravely for it. I'm not going to speculate about how much longer it will hold out. And frankly, we're not willing to accept what some critics say is the inevitability of it falling. They didn't take Kyiv either. They didn't take Chernihiv. And the Ukrainians continue to fight over Mariupol.
Let us hope that God should be with them. I mean, a Russian ultimatum, this just breaking to Ukrainian troops surrounded in Mariupol to surrender or die, expired a few hours ago with no mass capitulation. But the commander of a unit believed to be holding out in the besieged city said his forces could survive just days or hours. And again, the pointlessness of this entire war from the Russian side. Look, it should not be hard for anyone to understand why someone wants to defend your country, your homeland, your home, from invaders who want to destroy it, who believe that your nation shouldn't even exist. I think you can understand how people would give their lives for that, but what about the thousands and thousands of Russians who have died? What are they giving their lives for? 1-800-955-1776. A wealthy Ukrainian who was driven out of his home because of the danger there still had cameras, security cameras, inside his estate where he was able to access them. And what happened is he asked the Ukrainian forces to bomb his own estate. Why? Because through the security cameras, he saw Russian troops using it to fire rockets and to store looted goods. And Andrei Stavnitzer owns a large estate west of Kyiv. He told Good Morning Britain that he abandoned the property recently and that Russian troops had destroyed the home's cameras. But here's what he had to say. Clip 4.
If you would ask me 2 months ago what kind of feeling would I have if some, you know, hostile military people were in my house, I would say fury and anger. However, this is not what I felt. I was surprised. I felt disgusted. I felt dirty, you know, looking at some guys walking inside my house. So it was like an obvious decision. It's not about money. It's about efforts put into the house. I just finished building it. It was a beautiful house. I spent a lot of efforts. And, I want to do everything possible to help Ukraine win.
Okay. Look, I understand. He's not one of the main victims of the war. He's obviously somebody with all kinds of resources. They have 5 million refugees now. 5 million. 5 million. 30 minutes ago, the Biden administration leveled new sanctions against a Russian commercial bank, a Russian oligarch, and a group of companies operating in Russia's virtual currency mining industry. The actions announced by the Treasury Department come on the second day of Russia's new offensive in the Donbas region of southeastern Ukraine, where Russian forces have launched their anticipated assault after withdrawing from the northern part of the country. Go Canada. Canada is sanctioning President Vladimir Putin's two adult daughters as part of a fresh round of punitive measures aimed at more than two dozen close associates of Putin, including Russian oligarchs and their family members. The pair, Maria Vorontsova Putina and Katerina Tikhonova, are now subject to fiscal and other penalties as part of a growing list under the Special Economic Measures Act that their father is already on. This is all remarkable. Bloomberg is reporting Kremlin insiders are alarmed over the growing toll of Putin's war in Ukraine. Bloomberg reporting that some in the Russian elite fear the invasion may have been a catastrophic mistake. Is there any doubt that it was a catastrophic mistake? Who gains from this? But they say the Russian president won't relent and is in no danger of losing power. We will get to a probing investigation of why it is that for Putin and for other believers in Russian exceptionalism, the war has everything at stake. Why do people like Putin and people who fight on the Russian cause, why do they believe so profoundly in what they are doing? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show. We'll be right back.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And on the Michael Medved show, President Trump issued a statement. It's a written statement from his PAC, his Save America PAC, Political Action Committee, which has, by the way, stored up $120 million to pay for ads, activities, tours, rallies, all of that. The president, of course, as I think people know, is very much involved in the upcoming election, which looks very good for Republicans. And he is probably planning to run in 2024. Who knows? But here's what he said about the war in Ukraine. And remember, he initially had made some foolish comments about how Putin was a genius. The first thing he said, and it's on tape, after looking at the TV and seeing that Russia was invading, he said, "This is wonderful." And why did he think that? Because he said Putin was a genius and was very savvy. He doesn't say that stuff anymore. And that's good. It's good for the country. It's good for the world. It's good for Ukraine. It's good. What he did say is this. He said, it doesn't make sense that Russia and Ukraine aren't sitting down and working out some kind of an agreement. If they don't do it soon, there will be nothing left but death, destruction, and carnage. This is a war that never should have happened, but it did. The solution can never be as good as it would have been before the shooting started, but there is a solution, and it should be figured out now, not later, when everyone will be dead, and dead in capital letters. And the Mediaite story says Trump has previously kind of under fire for referring to Russian President Vladimir Putin as a genius in regards to his preparations for Russia's February 24th invasion of Ukraine. My only problem with what Trump is saying is he's saying that he's implying that both sides are equally responsible for this war. And there is nothing that Ukraine did to provoke the war. I mean, even people say, well, they should have not tried to become members of NATO. That ship had already sailed. They'd already given up on that. And they've repeatedly made the case there. No, they're not joining NATO. And in other words, when he says that a deal would have been far preferable, what was it that Ukraine was supposed to give up? Its territory? Give up part of the country? And with the idea that that would have slaked Vladimir Putin's taste for their blood? Well, it wouldn't. And the former president has contended, says Mediaite, that had he been running our country, Putin would have stayed out of Ukraine. I know there are many people who would like to believe that that was true. In fact, there's data from a Harris X poll that was appeared in Newsweek that concluded that while 42% of voters say Trump's policies are, quote, more to blame about the Russian invasion of Ukraine, 58% blame Biden. The poll results largely break down along party lines. Among independents, 66% blame Biden and 34% blame Trump. By the way, all of that makes perfect sense. Trump hasn't been president for, he hasn't disappeared, but he hasn't been president of the United States for a year and a half. And when you look at the events leading up to this war, Trump had no role in them. It's ridiculous to suggest that Trump was responsible. A little bit less ridiculous to say that Biden was responsible. I do think there's a very good argument to be made that had we handled the situation in Afghanistan with more competence and more determination and more clarity than the Biden administration did, that could have deterred a war. The Mediaite goes on, during nearly two full months of fighting, tens of thousands of soldiers on both sides of the conflict are dead. Tens of thousands of civilians are also feared dead, while millions more have been displaced. It's now gone to more than 5 million refugees. More than 1 out of 10 of all Ukrainians have left the country. This just breaking. Putin claims that he will bring peace to Ukraine. What do people call the peace of the grave? The latest assertion from the Russian leader, this is in U.S. News and World Report, speaking to a 12-year-old girl from eastern Ukraine, shows how far Putin has distanced himself from the brutal realities on the ground. Russian President Vladimir Putin declared today he would bring peace to the Donbas, the embattled region in eastern Ukraine composed of Luhansk and Donetsk oblasts. He would bring peace to those regions, home to 8 years of simmering war by Kremlin-backed separatists, and now the focus of Moscow's latest destructive invasion. His latest comments, thoroughly divorced from assessments in Ukraine, the West, and even some corners of the Kremlin, serve as the latest evidence that Putin appears completely isolated from the realities on the ground, or knowingly chooses to ignore them. Of course, it was very, very difficult for people, Putin told the little girl, identified only as Diana. He said the lives of the residents of Crimea and its largest city, Sevastopol, were developing differently, a likely reference to Russia's imposed rule there. And he added, but it was the tragedy that took place in the Donbas, including the Luhansk People's Republic, that forced Russia to launch this military operation, which everyone is well aware of today. This according to a translation of his remarks. In other words, he is implying that the fact that Russia had also been losing the separatist war in the Donbas, that because Russia was losing that war, they had no choice but to open up this continued war against Ukraine. And does anyone believe that the people of Donbas, the Russian speakers of Donbas, were feeling so oppressed? There's no vaguely credible accounts of massacres or oppressions or deprivation of rights of Russian speakers in the Donbas. And the idea that he had to do this, that he had no choice, appalling. Just appalling. There is much more. There's a piece by Walter Russell Mead that's profoundly, profoundly insightful, and that actually speculates on what this war might mean when it finally comes to an end, particularly if the what had been unthinkable actually happens. And he seems to suggest that it will. Walter Russell Mead is an academic, writes for the Wall Street Journal. He talks about the end of Russia's empire. Russia's empire wasn't just the evil empire under communism. It was an evil empire for a long time. And a long time before that, and certainly since. We will get to that and to more about political warfare in the United States and where that appears to be headed, with maybe a clear victory for one side. We'll be there in a moment, coming up on the Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are now more than 5 million Ukrainian refugees. It's one of the largest refugee crises since World War II in Europe. After a brief plateau in totals, they began to rise again as Russia started its invasion into western Ukraine, targeting Lviv. This, as the United States is planning to send another $380 million in aid to Ukraine. Jurors have acquitted a former doctor from central Ohio accused of 14 counts of murder.
We, the jury in this case, being duly impaneled and sworn, find the defendant not guilty as to count one of the indictments for murder and not guilty to any lesser offense.
Dr. William Husel was accused of ordering lethal amounts of fentanyl and other drugs for ICU patients at a hospital between 2015 and 2018. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
That's going on in Ukraine. America's friends don't need another war, but there are rumblings of one. Exchange of rocket fire and an airstrike to stop the rocket fire involving Hamas, the terrorist group that rules Gaza, and the State of Israel. And more talk about the government in Israel collapsing and new elections coming back to the State of Israel. It would be the fifth elections in less than 3 years. So you think we have enough politics? Ron Dermer was the outstanding ambassador of the State of Israel to the United States. He is now the host of a podcast, Diplomatically Incorrect, which was something he was never afraid to be. Ron, great to speak to you, but things...
Great to be with you, Michael.
Things look a little bit worrisome right now with the struggles over the Temple Mount, the terror attacks in Israel, and this exchange of fire with Hamas. Do you think that the Israeli government is handling this appropriately?
Well, I think the question is the policy of the Israeli government being hindered in any way by the composition of its coalition? Because we have had, obviously, incidents like this in the past and flare-ups, and we've had terror waves in Israel going back for about a century. The last time we had was in 2015, 2016, where there were several stabbings. In this latest wave, in the last two or three weeks, you've had attacks with guns that have killed 14 Israelis, and you've also had this the incidents that you had on the Temple Mount where some Arab rioters essentially went into the mosque and armed themselves with rocks and fireworks and all sorts of things to throw on Jewish worshippers, and then the police had to go in to stop them into the mosque. And of course, those pictures were shown throughout the Muslim world, and that started to inflame the situation. And so that, now we're stuck where we are. The key question for me is whether or not is the government's policy, as I said, being hindered or not by the composition of its coalition. Because in the past rounds, when you have a strong and stable government that has a coherent policy, I think it's sometimes these things can go on for a while, but you can bring them to heel. The question with the current government is because of its composition, which includes people from the far right to the far left and also an Islamist party in Israel, are they going to be effectively able to prosecute this and simply put all the politics and the coalition considerations aside and then just do what's right for the security of the country? And I don't know. I'm not privy to the government's decision-making, but that, I think, would be the concern. And hopefully they will continue to do what's important for Israel's security, no matter what the composition of the coalition is.
And that would certainly include preventing a new upsurge of attacks by Hamas. It's fascinating because people in our country, right here in the United States, don't realize that some of the conflicts recently, there was a flag demonstration, an Israeli flag demonstration, where the police were battling demonstrators who were Jewish and nationalistic, who wanted to wave Israeli flags in part of Israel. But that was prevented. Why?
Yeah, it's prevented, and probably the police presented a picture that if the flag demonstration would go on, it could inflame the situation further. And that's something where the political leadership in Israel will get these security assessments from the police, from our Shabak, which is essentially our internal security services like your FBI and others, and they'll have to make a decision. So I can't really tell you exactly what information they had, what intelligence they had. But the problem overall, I think if you take a step back, is, you know, a lot of times the enemies of Israel will present any single thing we do as a provocation. And if we are going to kowtow before everybody who's going to say, well, this or that thing that you do is going to lead to violence, we never would have built a state to begin with. And I think a lot of the people who are demonstrating want to make clear that we are not going to bow our heads in the face of these latest terror attacks, and they want to assert their sovereignty over these areas and to not be afraid. And I think that's the message of the protesters. And in terms of what the government should be doing, I think it really depends on what the assessment is for the security forces. Now, I see as we're speaking here, Michael, I guess live on radio, I'm looking at my cell phone, and there's been a couple of rocket attacks because I have, some of your listeners may have this, something called Red Alert, which sends you an alert to your phone when a rocket is fired. So we've got a couple of rockets that have just been fired, apparently, from Gaza into Israel, one in Sderot and one in Nir Am, according to the information that I have on my phone. So you can see that Hamas or other forces within Gaza are trying to stir the pot to inflame the situation. And you will recall, Michael, a year ago where we had a number of incidents, and then all of a sudden Hamas decided to fire rockets into Jerusalem, and that set off several weeks of a conflict with Gaza. And they were hit pretty hard, and we've had a extended period of calm because of the operations Israel took. It's not clear right now that we're not going to go into such an operation again, because I don't think that the government of Israel can simply sit on its hands while Israelis are being rocketed. And I think this government has made a commitment that it was going to respond very forcefully. I think it's hard for them politically because of the coalition they have, but I think the demand for a forceful response will be there, and they're going to have to respond to these types of attacks.
Would there be some temporary possibility of a national unity government if there does end up being a new Gaza war?
You know, I don't know. It's hard for me to see that the opposition to this government going in under Naftali Bennett's leadership, who's the current prime minister of Israel, in the case of war, it's hard for me to see that. They can always, which has long been the case in Israeli politics, and when there's a war, sometimes the opposition will put a safety net under the government. But the difference that you have here, Michael, is that the current prime minister of Israel is sitting on a party that won 7 seats in the last election. And one of his members of his party left the day the government was formed, and another one just left a couple weeks ago. So he's sitting on a party of 5 seats in 120 coalition. So we've never had a situation where you've had a prime minister of Israel that has been on such a small base of support the equivalent of maybe 4 or 5% support in the polls. So it could very well be that the security crisis could lead to a reshuffling of the government, but if that would be the case, I would expect that it would be Netanyahu who would reemerge as the prime minister, because he not only has by far the largest party in our parliament at 30 seats, the polls have him nearing 40 seats. So there's, I think, a lot of support for him, and given his experience being the longest serving prime minister in Israel's history, almost, you know, over 15 years, I think that people would turn to him. But it remains to be seen what will happen and whether or not this government, again, will be able to prosecute and effectively implement its security policy, whether in Jerusalem, whether in Judea, Samaria, or even in Gaza with the current coalition. I think that's the thing that I would be looking at now, to see if you can have a coherent policy with a coalition made up of parties on the right, on the center, on the left, and an Islamist party that has made clear it was not going to be in a government, and said that before, that would wage war in Gaza. And recently, a couple of days ago, they suspended their participation in the coalition. So the Israeli political situation is highly unstable. It could lead to a reshuffling of the government or to new elections, as you said before. That's a clear possibility as well.
And one thing that requires Israeli unity and actually working together is preventing the Biden administration from reinstituting this Iran deal, which is an existential threat to Israel, to world peace, and basically to sanity for the interests of the United States. A pleasure always speaking to Ron Dermer, former Israeli ambassador. You can find out about his podcast, Diplomatically Incorrect. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Speaking with Ron Dermer, who is the former Israeli ambassador to the United States. He was ambassador to the United States representing the Israeli government of Benjamin Netanyahu, which has been the longest serving Israeli prime minister in history. And he was spent much of his time as ambassador representing Israel to the United States under the leadership of Donald Trump. In terms of that leadership, one of the big reverses that Biden has put forward has been concerning the Iran nuclear deal, which Trump pulled out of. Biden wants to restore. Why is that such a terrible idea?
Well, you have to go back, Michael, to the original deal in 2015. And what the nuclear deal with Iran does is it puts restrictions on Iran's nuclear program for a limited number of years. And those restrictions are automatically removed after a few years. And in those two words, automatically removed, you understand what the problem is. Because this deal does not block Iran's path to a bomb. It essentially paves it with the legitimacy of the international community, because all Iran has to do is essentially wait for the calendar to change. Because these restrictions that the deal puts in place, within 10 or 15 years, they're all removed. Some of them are removed even before that. And so Iran then doesn't really need to sneak in or break into the nuclear club. They can just walk into the nuclear club. They wait the 10 years, 12 years. They start putting in the most advanced centrifuges. They start creating an industrial-sized nuclear enrichment program. The breakout time, which is the time it takes to make the fissile material necessary for a military-grade nuclear weapon, that breakout time is zero in about the year 12 or year 13. And that's not what I say. That's what President Obama said, if you may recall, in a moment of clarity on an NPR interview. He said, yeah, year 12 or 13, the breakout time is effectively zero. Now, what is year 12 or 13 under the old deal? The deal was signed in 2015. So 12 years, do the math, you're at 2027, 2028. The breakout time for Iran to the bomb is zero. So what are we talking about? You're not doing a nuclear deal that would remove the threat of a nuclear-armed Iran. All you're doing at best is you're delaying that threat, but the price of the delay is twofold, Michael. The first thing is you're giving international imprimatur to an Iranian nuclear arsenal. That's the worst part. The second part is you're also removing all the sanctions on Iran. So not only are you going to be dealing with an Iranian nuclear state in the future, in just a few years, you're also going to be now empowering Iran, fueling its aggression in the region. You're going to have hundreds of billions of dollars that are going to pour into Iranian coffers, and they're not going to use that money to establish a GI Bill for returning members of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. They're going to do it to fuel their aggression in Syria, in Lebanon, in Iraq, in Yemen, in Gaza. This is the foremost sponsor of terrorism in the world. So what are they doing with this deal? They're giving them a glide path to a nuclear arsenal, and they're giving hundreds of billions of dollars to this regime to develop nuclear weapons. And one final thing. Under this deal, under the original deal in 2015 and the deal, which is the same deal that the Biden administration wants to go into, all the restrictions on Iran's missiles, they're going to expire next year, which is year 8, 2023. So all of the restrictions, all of the violations of UN Security Council resolutions on Iran's missile program, that's going to be removed. And Iran is working on intercontinental ballistic missiles. And one thing I never tire of reminding people of is that Iran and Israel are on the same continent. So those ICBMs, they're not for Israel. They're not for our Arab neighbors who are also threatened by Iran. They're for you. They're for the United States. They're for Europe. And if we've learned one thing from Ukraine, you cannot give an aggressive state nuclear weapons. Iran has proven it's an aggressor state. Don't make a deal with them that will give them a glide path to a nuclear arsenal, because it will endanger Israel, it will endanger our Arab neighbors, and it will endanger the peace and security of the world.
Well, it's concerning the peace and security of the world, it would also require, to restore the nuclear deal, a great deal of cooperation between the U.S. and Russia, right? I mean, this is something that Russia very much wants, is a restoration of the nuclear deal, no?
Well, listen, if America is going to empower Iran, then Russia will be all for that, because Iran wants to get America out of the Middle East, Russia wants to get America out of the Middle East, and China wants to get America out of the Middle East. So you have this axis of Russia, China, and Iran that are all working to get the United States to agree to this nuclear deal. Obviously, we know that Russia doesn't have America's best interest at heart, and the absurdity of the United States using Russia as an interlocutor with Iran in order to get the Iranians to come back to the table and to go back into the deal makes no sense. The policy that the United States has to, I think, implement, and this is the smart policy when it comes to Iran, is the first thing is have a credible military threat to prevent them from breaking out to a bomb. We know from history, both in 2003, after the Iraq War, where Iran got very scared and they stopped their nuclear program for a year, and we also know in 2003, by the way, it had an impact on Libya, which got out of the weapons of mass destruction business then. The second time we know that a credible military threat worked was in 2012, when, if you recall, Netanyahu made that red line at the United Nations in his Wile E. Coyote bomb, and Iran also didn't cross the red line then. So the first thing is have a credible threat. The second thing is put crippling sanctions on this regime. You don't want to fuel Iran's war machine. You want to starve the war machine. And the third thing is to reach out to the Iranian people who hate this regime. 70-80% of the Iranians despise them. And instead of empowering the regime and weakening the people, what they should be doing is sanctioning the regime and reaching out to the people of Iran. That is the best way to deal with this threat. But to give them a glide path to nuclear weapons and hundreds of billions of dollars for terrorism, I think that is going to make the situation in the Middle East much worse. And it leads us down the path of war, almost certainly. Remember, when Trump made these decisions to withdraw from the deal, and he took a confrontational approach to Iran, a lot of the so-called smart people in Washington and the policymaking community, they said this is going to lead to war. It actually led to the opposite. It created peace in the Middle East. We have four peace agreements with Arab countries, and I think a central element of achieving those peace agreements was that the United States had this confrontational posture against Iran. Iran threatens us. It threatens the Arab states, and therefore, under U.S. leadership, Israel and the Arab states could move together and could reach an accommodation, a political accommodation, normalization, and peace agreements. That's the policy we should go back to.
Okay, last question, because we're just about at the end of the hour. But you were talking before about how Russia wants America out of the Middle East, and Iran wants America out of the Middle East, and China wants America out of the Middle East. That's all true. But there are also some number of Americans who want us out of the Middle East, that we have no business there. It's not our concern. It doesn't involve the national interest. We should be concentrating on security on our own borders, et cetera, et cetera. What do you say to people like that in a few moments?
Well, first of all, I think you can walk and chew gum at the same time. I think that you can have an American presence in the Middle East. You have seen success stories of the United States in the Middle East. I would say that the deployment of American troops in Syria was a very, very big success story in sort of keeping security in that area. You have enormous allies in the Middle East. The foremost among them is, of course, my country, Israel, which is really an extension of American power and values in this very, very dangerous region. But it doesn't mean that all of a sudden you have to withdraw your entire military footprint in the Middle East and remove all your forces, remove all your attention, because Americans may want to pivot to Asia. They may want to just focus on what's happening at home, but the Middle East is not going to leave America alone, because you have a lot of radical forces in that region. And I think with a smart policy and a small military footprint, you can actually keep America much, much safer. A nuclear-armed Iran, armed with ICBMs, is going to be a clear and present danger to the United States. And anyone who doesn't understand it hasn't been paying attention to the near half century that Iran has been at war with the United States. Iran is responsible for hundreds of American casualties in Iraq. They're the ones who gave the IEDs to all of those terror proxies. Iran was responsible for the bombing of the Marine barracks in Lebanon, where over 200 Marines were killed. Iran is responsible for the bombing of embassies, American embassies in Africa. Now, Iran did all of this and much else without a nuclear weapon. So you think Iran is going to allow or let America alone if it has nuclear weapons? This is a regime that leads hundreds of thousands of people in chances of death to America, not just death to Israel. We're the little Satan. America is the great Satan for these people, and they have a fanatic ideology. And I think what America should be doing is a smart policy, using your allies in the region, Israel and your Sunni Arab allies in the region, to have a much stronger policy vis-a-vis Iran, because confrontation today will mean peace tomorrow.
That's Ron Dermer, former Israeli ambassador to the United States. And one of those issues that, with everything else going on, often gets lost in the shuffle. We will be right back in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.